The third season of HBO's anthology crime drama True Detective debuts on Sunday. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the latest installment might not completely redeem the series' reputation, but it's a very good start.
The strongest reason to watch HBO's latest installment of True Detective is Oscar-winning star Mahershala Ali. He's playing Arkansas State Police Detective Wayne Hayes, a black man in the Ozarks struggling for fulfillment. It's a trippy tale from creator Nick Pizzolatto, who tells the story in three different time periods. In 1980, Hayes is trying to find two kids, brother and sister, who disappeared from a poor neighborhood in the Ozarks. But he fears superiors aren't listening to him because of his race. He complains to his partner, a white man named Roland West, played by Stephen Dorff.
I knew they wouldn't listen to me, but you should have stopped that.
What am I supposed to do?
Our talk, it don't mean anything. Don't matter if I'm right. You at least, you talk, it means something to him.
10 years later, the case is reopened. Hayes' career is sidelined and he's filled with bitterness, trying to decide if he'll join a task force run by his former partner, who's been promoted to try closing the case.
That promotion for merit? Or did it come with the pigmentation?
Well, I think unlike some others, I lacked a big mouth. Hell. With affirmative action, you could have been my boss by now.
A quarter century after that, a true crime TV producer interviews Hayes while reinvestigating the case. But he now suffers from dementia, having conversations with his dead wife.
Please, I don't deserve this. Whatever's happening, I don't deserve this.
No, you don't. But it's happening anyway.
How much do I have to lose?
Everything. Same as everybody else.
Ali's Wayne Hayes is a taciturn man, so his more talkative partner, Dorff Roland West, tells other cops and the audience why Hayes is sometimes so emotionally shut down and why he's so good at tracking people.
Man was alert, but now, you know what that is? Long-range reconnaissance. Drop him in the jungle alone, he'd come out 2 or 3 weeks later. Scalps. He's like a pathfinder. Tracks wild boar for fun.
Mahershala Ali has said that producers initially wanted to cast him in Dorff's role, but he insisted on the lead part. That change saved this season, giving audiences a type of anti-hero we've rarely seen on TV. There's lots of themes here, like the struggle of proud men to return home from war, or the quiet prejudice of small towns. It's a bleak, sometimes too deliberate story that recalls the promise of the show's blockbuster first season in 2014 with Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey. Frankly, I thought True Detective was dead in 2015 after a disastrous second season starring Colin Farrell. But there's life in this show yet, so long as the story's tied to a mesmerizing performance by a master actor playing a singular character. I'm Eric Deggans.
I got a little this morning, I didn't be ready to be. All right.